Landmark Green Bay. This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament shortly after all 20 living hostages returned to Israel. Speaker of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, said he's nominating the president for the Nobel Peace Prize.
President Trump, you are the president of peace. There was not a single person on this planet who did more than you to advance peace.
And two buses of Palestinian prisoners have left an Israeli prison under the terms of the first phase of the peace agreement. President Trump will co-chair a peace summit later today in Egypt with other world leaders focusing on a long-term peace in the region. ABC contributor Steve Ganyard, a former defense official, says,
what happens next is really the question that's for the broader international community. Who's going to come in and be the international security force? Who's going to lead it?
This is ABC News. The ATF's continuing its investigation into what caused a deadly blast at an explosives factory in Tennessee Friday that killed 16 people. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee attended a church service for victims and their families Sunday and told reporters,
really encouraging to see the outpouring from the community, and I suspect we'll see a lot of healing over the next few months.
Authorities in South Carolina looking for persons of interest after a shooting early Sunday at a busy bar near Hilton Head killed four people. Several others were injured. The owner of the bar on St. Helena Island, Willie Terrell, told ABC affiliate WJCL,
I'm thankful for everybody who walked away. You know, I'm thankful for everybody who is alive, who is safe.
The Arthur Blank Family Foundation announced a $50 million donation to Atlanta's historically black colleges and universities. It's intended to support nearly 10,000 students who are approaching graduation to help boost graduation rates. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. It was another second-half nail-biter, but the Pack pulled out a win against the Bengals last night at Lambeau. The final score of 27-18 puts the Packers' record at 3-1-1. After their first home game at Lambeau in 31 days, the Packers are back on the road next week to take on the Cardinals in Arizona. The Green Bay School Board will be discussing your ideas to make schools safer at tonight's board meeting. More than 400 people showed up for a community roundtable discussion last month to share their thoughts on what should be done to keep students safe in school. The meeting was scheduled about a week after police found a loaded gun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble High School. The district has already implemented new security measures, including a clear backpack policy for middle and high school students, as well as higher consequences for unsafe behavior. School and community leaders encouraged people at the roundtable safety discussion to submit any and all ideas regardless of cost. Superintendent Vicki Beyer says some of the top ideas so far include using metal detectors at school entrances, changes to the dress code, increased mental health support in schools, and closing campus during the lunch hour. The district will present other ideas gathered from the community at tonight's school board meeting. The classic tan station wagon featured in That 70s Show pulled into its permanent parking spot in Green Bay over the weekend. The 1969 Aztec Gold Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser went on a national tour before finding its forever home at the Automobile Gallery in downtown Green Bay. The iconic car was unveiled there Saturday night to much fanfare. While the show never reveals the specific location of its fictional setting, Point Place, it does make clear that it is in Wisconsin. The Foreman family and others on the show also are often seen sporting their Packers pride, which makes Green Bay the perfect place to park the family cruiser. With the news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best of seven series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoop's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
Currently 59 degrees.
Out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday. But it's a Monday after a Packer win, so yay.
Thank you. talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW at 6:14, 59 degrees. Dan Marcus, Monday. Packers won. It was an entertaining game to watch. You know, no big, huge, exciting plays. It was just good all the way through. And, of course, the Brewers over the weekend advanced to the National League Championship Series, playing the world champion Dodgers. First game is tonight. More about all that stuff later. And Monday Night Football tonight. Bills and the Falcons are playing. And a second game, the Bears and the Commanders are playing. Bears on the road in Washington, taking on the Commanders, as opposed to the Commodores, which I always tend to say. So, Bears versus Commanders. Go, Commanders.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
WGBW can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-lie. Wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Monday morning, 54 degrees. Connie Feldman has all the news you need to know coming up in a matter of minutes after the Walker Brothers on WGBW.
Loneliness is a cloak you wear. Addiction is always there. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The moon ain't gonna rise in the sky. The tears are always cloudy.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. We're learning new details about the double stabbing near a Green Bay elementary school last week as the suspect makes his initial appearance in court. 77-year-old Neng Vu was charged Friday with second-degree recklessly endangering safety and several other counts for the incident last Wednesday night. Police arrived to find two Green Bay men, ages 18 and 56, with stab wounds. According to the criminal complaint, the victims told police they got stabbed after confronting Vu for slashing their bike tires. The victims told police the man who stabbed them ran into the woods with multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and canine unit to help in the search. Officers found Vu and arrested him later that evening. According to the criminal complaint, both Vu and the victims in the stabbing have been living in the nearby woods for several months. A judge set a cash bond at $25,000. Vu is scheduled to be back in court this Thursday. A former Kaukauna youth baseball coach will spend a month in jail for destroying the security camera inside a concession stand to hide his thefts from the stand safes. According to the criminal complaint, Kevin Dosak went to the ballparks when he knew no one else would be there at night or at odd times in the morning to steal money. In addition to the sentence of 30 days in jail, Judge Emily Longergan ordered Dosak to pay more than $5,000 in restitution. The Packers moved to 3-1-1 after yesterday's victory against the Cincinnati Bengals. After starting the second half with a 10-0 lead, it quickly turned into another late-game nail-biter as the Bengals put 18 points on the board, never quite gaining the lead, but getting close enough to make it a one-score game with less than 5 minutes to go. The Bengals missed a 56-yard field goal attempt with 41 seconds left in the game to seal the win for the Packers. After their first home game in 31 days at Lambeau yesterday, The Packers hit the road again next week to take on the Cardinals in Arizona. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Today, Wisconsin agriculture is waiting on trade opportunities, waiting on a farm bill, but they don't want to wait on immigration reform. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll take a closer look at that complicated issue next.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Karen Gefford is the Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. Gefford says that it's become very clear to not only farmers but also elected officials, H2A is not working for agriculture.
The rural workforce labor issue is a huge issue. Anytime I talk to dairy farmers, what we hear is labor. They need a reliable, safe workforce. And that's something that we from the dairy industry have been advocating for 40 years. The current labor force, immigration, visa system just doesn't work for dairy. And what we're hearing is our dairy farmers need an entry-level workforce. The only program that really exists that can address that is the H2A program. And unfortunately, dairy is specifically prohibited from using that program, and it's seasonal.
Karen Gefford, Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. She says what they are supporting is not looking for just one answer when it comes to immigration reform and helping agriculture, but why not try two different things at the same time?
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
And in just the past 30 days, high path avian influenza has been confirmed in 38 flocks, including 24 commercial flocks, 14 backyard locations. That's prompted the American Farm Bureau Federation to remind consumers that that could drive higher turkey prices for the holiday season. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Intel series, they say economic factors as well as the disease challenges have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40% already. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
It's 57 at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 59 degrees, 638. Let's round it up to 639. And here's Hugh Masekela.
Tracks of my tears.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW from the downtown Green Bay studios of Civic Media, right on Washington Street. And that is right next to City Deck, right across the street from Schreiber Foods. And a little bit of rain coming down, and I checked the radar. See that this is passing through and is kind of going west to east, as so many systems do. This will be out of here in a couple hours, probably, is my non-meteorological guess. I'm not a meteorologist. I just play one on the radio. So, coming up in a couple of minutes, song about old-fashioned communication, and the subtitle of this song should be, Do You Wanna?
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for local news and timeless hits, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Ceiling if you want me. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me.
answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pie.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Knock on the pipes if you're interested.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Somebody to lean on. Please.
That song has now been updated to Text Me. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. ABC News is next, then Connie Feldman. Sports, weather, all ahead.
I'll be in New York City when the lights shine bright tonight. Where my woman waits for me, arms that hold me tenderly, lips as sweet as honeycomb.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. It's been a day of joy in Israel as all 20 living hostages were returned by Hamas under the terms of a peace agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking to Parliament, called President Trump the greatest friend Israel's ever had in the White House. The president right now addressing the Israeli Parliament said,
"The sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity.
The future will be the topic of a peace summit in Egypt later today. President Trump will be a co-chair, but ABC's James Longman's there and says
the next stage will be even more difficult because this 20-point plan is the deal that he wants. Donald Trump often talks deals into existence. It's the end point. How we get there, though, that's going to be difficult. How will Hamas disarm?
This is ABC News. Mark Sanchez was released from an Indianapolis hospital Sunday and booked into the Marion County Jail. He posted bail and was released.